We got a call coming in that I'm hesitant to take, but I'm going to take it because this is why you do radio every day. Mike's calling from West Virginia on line one. Go ahead, Mike.
Hi. Isn't it helpful that some of the lower intelligence, lower income people are benefiting from abortions? Because
you want to kill the lower income people and the less intelligent people? You want to kill them?
Well, don't people say that there's something like 50 million abortions been done in certain communities in the last since the Johnson administration?
At least 50 million.
Pardon me?
At least 50 million. You think that's a good thing?
What communities
are you talking about, Mike?
Pardon me?
What community are you talking about?
Low-income community.
So you think abortion is a good thing because it kills low-income children?
Well, do you want to support them?
Yeah, I would, because I think the value of human life, Mike, is a lot more than the cost of helping people that are in need. And let me explain something else to you, Mike. You know, I could think about some stories from low-income people that have rose to unbelievably prominent positions. Let's take, for instance, Dr. Ben Carson, the leading neurosurgeon in the world, who grew up in inner city Detroit to a single mother in low income, low economic threshold, low economic family, and he separated conjoined twins. You want to exterminate kids like him?
Well, and let me ask you, why does the Komen Race for the Cure fund abortions?
I think what the Komen did was ridiculous, and they got a lot, Jordan. They got a lot of pushback on that.
But yeah, they had people quitting their board. They had right. it was a whole thing.
Karen Handel, who was their executive vice president, quit.
Yeah, it tells you once you start exposing these groups, hey, listen, it's an industry. So like other industries, they will try to put their tentacles out into any other effort as well to try and have control and support. So when you're talking about there, the biggest, when it comes to, I think people see Planned Parenthood, sometimes they think nonprofit, and they think, it's a big, but they don't really understand the
scope.
It's
not taxpaying. They make plenty of profit.
Yeah, I mean it's $1.3 billion a year, and their revenue went up $100 million in the last fiscal year. So between the last year, they went up $93 million.
Yep.
And so you look at that's just a small tick in their extra revenue. I mean they're over $1 billion, so it's a big deal. But you've got to see them as for what they are, and it's an all-encompassing industry that they head up.